Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, listen in, everyone. Welcome, Dom Giordano Show. In studio with us, candidate for mayor, Alan Dom, back here in familiar haunts. He was just down the hallway at KYW. So, Alan, what the heck? Is it a government secret, or what did KYW want to talk to you about?
Just kind of an overview of the campaign.
Yeah, I do, too. Where do you? Here's my gripe with this, and I don't know if you're in concurrence or not. I think you're one of the leading contenders, so maybe, you know, it doesn't bother you as much. We haven't had a real debate yet. I'd like to stay a real debate. We did a forum here in the beginning. I get it why candidates are a little bit wary getting their thank you for coming for that and the others that did it. But we ought to be in a point now where we actually have a debate. And this nonsense of 10 people, what they did in the Republican primary 2016, for example, they had two tiers. You do it by polling. You do it by a number of things. There would be five of you that I can think of that are the leading contender, or four, I'm not sure. And the others would get their forum too. But we need to see the contrast with you men and women that want to be mayor. And I wonder if you'd like to see that.
That would be great to see that, because I will tell you we probably have between 75 and 100 forums scheduled. We have 10 or 12 people up there, each being asked five questions, Dom. 2 minutes apiece and you're done.
I don't understand. My colleagues in the meet, the rules are not that. And these that just want their, you know, I'm not going to name names here. I've already done them. So I don't want to draw you into that. Maybe nice people and all this. But you know what? This is too serious. It's easy to see distinguishing, in my view, between the other three or four contenders and, say, Helen Gim. Everybody in Philadelphia, if you're paying attention at all, it's obvious. But you have started to distinguish a little bit, if I'm right, in commercials with, say, Jeff Brown, because right. Two of you are in a lane of two guys that I think par excellence have gotten things done in your career. You in the field of real estate and others, and Brown in the field of commerce with the and in fact, we had him on and he did a great job. His instinct, as yours was with the water crisis, was let's get water in here. I'm still amazed that the mayor and others didn't say, going forward, we're going to be in touch, Alan, that we could get a massive amount of water in here quickly. It doesn't seem to be that hard to do, is it?
That's all about leadership. I mean, look, I'm going to go back to an example of leadership. Remember the train accident in 2015 up in Port Richmond?
Yes.
I was not in government. I was a private citizen. Mm-hmm. And I remember turning on the news at 11 o'clock at night, and there was Michael Nutter, Mayor Michael Nutter, front and center. I remember he had his baseball hat. He was in charge, and you felt good because you saw a familiar face.
Remember the
face.
Fires under 95?
Yes.
He was there on the spot. In
yes.
fact, that's the first requirement. If you can't do that, you can't be mayor.
Right. You need to be the leader. People need to see that face
right.
and feel comfortable that mm-hmm. our mayor's in control of things. That's really important, and we haven't seen that really.
Right, and I think the mayor ought to be the one deciding, getting it with experts, alleged, with water and all, telling him. I mean, this one moment, I was at a Giant, and suddenly, usually we shop on Saturday, we shopped on Sunday, it's a Giant in Flowertown. I'm telling Ro, my wife, it's four times the number of cars here. What the heck is going on? We had just gotten the thing, and people were nice. It wasn't chaotic like it was in Philadelphia. Well, one moment, it's stock up on water. The next moment, no, you don't have to do that.
Right.
No credibility on this.
Well, you know what else? Everyone's cell phones were going off like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Like two of everywhere you would go, you hear beeping cell phones of these emergency. It was not well coordinated. Look, and also I will say this, Don. We need to really do a full-blown investigation as to what occurred. Okay, why did it happen? Should we be holding someone responsible for this? And how do we prevent this, which is the most important thing, from ever happening again? That should be done.
Right, and the contingency plan, again, is not that hard of a thing. Bottled water is just ubiquitous that's out there. So distinguish now this far in the campaign. We're starting to see you and Jeff Brown distinguish here. What's the argument between the two of you? How would you distinguish? Because I think I admire both of your success. Your public work is there. I admire the backstory. We know yours a little bit maybe more than his. We saw you with those cute kids, et cetera. It's an effective commercial. What distinguishes the two of you?
Well, look, number one issue for us is leadership, because you can solve all these problems with leadership. But the first problem we need to solve, Dom, is public safety. If people don't feel safe in the city, they're not staying here. Last year, this is a devastating statistic. Last year, 52% of the people who live in Philadelphia thought about moving.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. We have to change that whole situation.
But again, I agree with you, but Jeff Brown would say the same thing, wouldn't he?
So one of the things that's different about me is that, you know, I would actually be probably a little more hands-on. I would have a public safety cabinet, which I had formed when I was on council.
Right.
I would have that meeting every week. Whether it's an hour or 5 or 6 hours, mm-hmm. I'd have it on a weekly basis. I would conduct it. I would have the police commissioner, DA, U.S. attorney, attorney general, FBI, ATF, mm-hmm. courts, PATCO and SEPTA security, and EDS and Med security at the table, in a round table, figuring out what we have to do. How do we take the 1,800 people that we know are the most violent off the street? How do we keep prosecuting illegal gun violations? And if the DA refuses to do it, we have to go around the DA to do that. And how do we prosecute retail theft? You know, last year, in the core of the city, 70% of the retail theft was committed by less than 30 people. On mm-hmm. March 17th at Macy's, former Wanamaker's, someone was arrested for retail shoplifting. It was the 67th time they were arrested for retail theft. I mean, what happened to thou shalt not steal?
Well, what about, but Krasner's not going to do it. We know that. There's no, you know, and you're a persuasive guy, successful guy. This guy, you know, when I look at, and I'm going to put you in this adversary, I'll call him that, he is the top of the line of these Soros-backed attorneys. Some of these people are incompetent, and that's why they were put in. This guy's very competent, but his ideology says something different. How do you go to the feds, though? Why would they be receptive? Because they're trumping another Democrat here.
Well, first of all, I think I would try to work with him as best I could, and I have worked with him before.
Okay.
And by having this round table of everybody together, that will apply a lot more pressure to everyone to get things done. When you start having the U.S. Attorney's Office there and the Attorney General's Office mm-hmm. there and FBI and ATF, how can they help us? If the DA can't do it, maybe on the retail theft, we go to the Attorney General. On the gun violations, we probably have to go to the U.S. Attorney's
Office. But to do what? You mean to prosecute retail
Absolutely.
Theft
yes.
at the Attorney General level of Pennsylvania?
So we'd have to build. Right. We'd have to build a whole case of all these retail thefts that are going on that aren't being mm-hmm. prosecuted, and then pick up the phone. I know Josh Shapiro, governor, pretty well, and say, Governor, we need your help. How can we get this accomplished in the city? And I believe Governor Shapiro will be there for us and help us.
I would say just a bit of advice, because I think you're one of the more successful candidates. I think we have to see this brought up more. I know you don't think in the forums it is, and I don't either. And I need to hear back and forth with you, Brown, and the others on this. And you be challenged and persuade us that you could get that done, because I have to tell you, I'm very skeptical of that. Not because you're not being honest. Shapiro didn't do it before with Krasner. There's not an appetite for it. And let's stick on retail theft versus homicide, because I think this lawlessness in Philadelphia is more than just about homicide. It's about stuff like you are addressing here.
So, look, the retail theft cannot continue. But I will share with you, Don, that I had my own public safety meetings with those people that I mentioned.
Okay.
I had 8 or 9 of them in my office, not at City Hall, in the other office, because I didn't want any publicity.
Okay.
And at that meeting, the Attorney General's office came at the 4th or 5th meeting and said, we have 12 cases in Philadelphia, mostly was West Philadelphia, multiple mm-hmm. gun violations. We would like to prosecute on behalf of the District Attorney's office. And at the meeting, the DA said, okay, but then there was no follow-up and nothing occurred after that, and the DA didn't come to the next meeting. But they are willing to do it. I will say this, the Attorney General's office was willing to do it. They really were, which was, and the teamwork, you know, when you bring people together, you can build that teamwork.
And all right.
We don't have that right now.
Let's talk about Northeast Philadelphia. You're one of the few, I'd have to see Granular the others, who has been touring that, establishing stuff. We're very in touch with the Mayfair pizza people, who are a perfect example. And I'm reading the commentary, Alan, from ABC 6 today, that the woman who gave over the bag of money to the guy who ended up shooting her, she's the daughter of the owner and the mother, her finger got stuck in the bag. So even when they're handing over the money to this guy, they get shot, two of them, and they're apprehensive. They're back now, going back. Mayfair the other day, fentanyl. I mean, you're in the area, you know, and you know real estate. Growing up, that Mayfair used to be a little bit of Mayfair when you moved up.
Right.
You probably know it better than anybody.
Right.
You got one of those neat little houses in the Mayfair area and going upward in Northeast Philadelphia. So what can you tell us about Northeast Philadelphia now that you've really drilled down on this?
So first of all, that was a horrific situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, husband and wife own a pizzeria. The daughter's working there. There's a place of business right next door. I'm not accusing anybody, but I've heard from many people that it's somewhat of a nuisance place where they're selling things there that are probably not legal, okay? And it's
mm-hmm.
created problems in that strip. I've heard this from many of the proprietors in that strip. The city, L&I, we need to go in there. I actually went in there myself and spoke to the ownership and said, listen, I probably didn't have any right to do this. I said, I heard you're selling things illegally in here. You need to stop it. This can't continue.
What was their response to you?
Oh, we're not selling anything illegal, but I think I scared the hell out of them.
Is this like drug paraphernalia?
I don't know for sure, but I know they were selling things. I've been told this by people. I don't have proof of it.
Mm-hmm.
But look, we have these nuisance things that are creating havoc among all the other stores. There have been other issues of security issues coming from this particular stop-and-go type store right next to the Mayfair Pizza.
What would you do as mayor? What could you do?
I'd enforce the law. I would have L&I go in there and shut them down. You know, they're creating a havoc for the whole neighborhood. It's unacceptable. They're open like 24 hours, I heard. I'm not 100%, but that's what I heard. Like, why do you need to? Who's buying at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. In Mayfair, who's buying there?
I want to hear more of this in the debate. See, this is where, so you know that I'm thinking, I'm talking to my guys here about doing a real debate. Because I think in a real debate stuff, I'd love to hear Helen Gim or something like that say, no, that's intrusive into the, I think Northeast Philadelphia would have a parade. Frankfurt also. We have a great source in Frankfurt, probably the same, maybe one of the same, and there that says the same things. You get something like that there, it's an attractive nuisance, crime-wise, extraordinaire. There's no wonder somebody shot in the pizza store on the block.
You have to shut that place of business down if they're doing things that are illegal. You know, I opened an office over the weekend in the northeast section of the city,
mm-hmm.
and we had over 150 people there. And people in the northeast really feel that the city has ignored them.
They have. Do you remember the days where they were going to break away from the city?
Yeah, I mean, I remember that.
That's what it's come down to.
Hank Salvatore, I think it was.
Yeah, Hank Salvatore, Alan. And what's happened is lower northeast, like Tacony and whatever, a few years back, they were under tremendous stress. It's moved up the boulevard. The only safe area is far northeast, still has been pretty. The fentanyl thing the other day in Mayfair is a perfect. You didn't hear stuff like that in the past.
But, you know, that's all. You know, we have to deal with Kensington. And we have to deal with Kensington in a very, very tough way. And it starts with, there's three points of action. One, we need federal, state, and local drug enforcement and law enforcement to work together with community partners to come up with a plan to, number one, shut down, eliminate the drug dealing.
We're told you can't do that, though. So what's the number one thing
why
that you've
analyzed?
Why are
we told you can't do it?
Because, I mean, you have people, we hear they have civil rights. They have, what are you going to do, put a cop on every corner?
They have civil rights to sell drugs that are illegal. I don't buy that. I would engage federal drug enforcement, who I've spoken to.
Okay.
I've spoken to the state drug enforcement and local. We put together a whole team of people. Might need a lot of people. We need to send the message that drug dealing in Kensington or in any section of our city, it will not be tolerated. Because until you stop the drug dealing, we're never going to stop what's going on.
Now, you've answered this before, but I wanted listeners to hear it. I have a column up today, Delaware Valley Journal, and we had great inside stuff, and we hope they're stopped. So-called safe house, giving drugs, allowing people to shoot up drugs in front of them, allegedly bailing them out. Not just there, but 10 locations at least across the city. You were in opposition to it before, but more than that, you had an actual plan, I think, with the University of Pennsylvania.
I had a plan with many of the major hospitals to work together. Those people that are overdosed, pick them up in a mobile unit, bring him into the hospital system for treatment.
Mandatorily?
Yes, bring him in. They got to go into treatment. We shouldn't be in a position of let's continue the habit of doing more drugs. Let's get you fixed. Let's get you healthy. Let's get you back on track.
And again, during the debates, I don't hear this. You say that, then we go on to something else, some other topic. We need, is there any hope that that's going to happen? You would know better, and you're a major candidate, that we're actually going to have a debate.
I think it is difficult with the volume. I think your idea of splitting it is a good idea. But I will say that the Citizen has probably put on the best events. They had time where we each had 30 or 45 minutes to actually be interviewed by three people for our job, which is the job of the mayor.
I like that, but you know what? I'm a give-and-take guy. I want to hear this. And if you can't take the heat, you shouldn't be mayor. This is a rough job.
Right.
If you can't take Jeff Brown and you duking it out over this, neither one of you should be mayor. Both of you can take it.
Right.
And it would illuminate, if done by the moderator in the right way, differences. Like, both of you have plans, et cetera, but who actually can follow through? One other area I wanted to ask you, then I want to ask you anything else that you want to tell our listeners here. Alan Dom in studio with us. Temple University. I don't believe right now, given Kenny, the police commissioner, Krasner, these students are kidding themselves, Alan, to live on campus, I'm saying two, three, four blocks away, within the bubble. That's a great police department there, et cetera. But going beyond that, you're not going to be protected in Philadelphia. What do you think about Temple, the guy resigning who was the president, et cetera?
Jason Wingard, the president, who stepped down, I think, yesterday. I will say this. I know the chairman of Temple, Mitch Morgan, stand-up guy. Really class act, and he wants only the best for Temple. His heart's in it. And so I do think we're going to get our situation at Temple under control under Mitch's leadership. But I will also say it's part of this is the Philadelphia, you know, public safety of the Philadelphia police and the DA that we need to do a better job in that neighborhood. I was in a police car back in April of last year. I did a ride along from 6 to 10 o'clock at night. I think it was 17th in Montgomery, the 22nd district. That night, I witnessed, Dom, seven shootings. Now, when I say I witnessed, I didn't see the actual shooting. I saw the aftermath. All of them were gang-related. Most were around drugs. I don't know if it was retaliation. But, you know, former police commissioner Ramsey, who I think the world of, okay, he had our crime down in half what it was today. And he has told me that most of the crime in Philadelphia is concentrated by a very few people.
I think he's correct.
And there's like 1,800 people on our street that we need to say, you know what, we need to focus on them and take them off the street. To make the rest of the city safer.
That's the theme that runs through your campaign, and I think it's smart, exactly. And I'd like to hear that debated again among the candidates. I believe that the smartest people I've dealt with, Ramsey's one over the years. The number might be a little bit higher, give or take. Some of these kids are young that are freelancing, but the hardcore waking up and committing crime every day, the menaces, that's the number. You do that, and it removes a lot of crime. What else, Alan, now that you're into the campaign?
I'm going to share something else with you, that we need to prosecute illegal gun violations. And I'm going to go back to the 14-year-old young man, Nicholas Elizade, Roxborough High School football field, remember?
Yes.
Playing football at a public high school, gets killed, 14 years old. Mm-hmm. I published my public safety plan on LinkedIn, and I actually answer all my emails from LinkedIn as best I can, okay? 6 weeks ago, I get a message on LinkedIn from Marge LaRue, who was Nicholas's grandmother. And she said to me, I read your public safety plan. I really like it. I'd like to meet with you. I immediately wrote her back and said, I'd be happy to meet with you. Let me know when.
Mm-hmm.
We set up a meeting. It was about, I guess, 9 days ago on a Sunday morning, up in Newtown. I had to get a passport to get out there. Okay, Newtown, PA. It's some restaurant called First Watch or Town Watch. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Something Watch.
Yeah.
And we had breakfast, and Nicholas's mom was there, Meredith. This was Nicholas's mom's only child, was Nicholas. She has no other children. 14-year-old taken from her. It's horrible, horrible. And I sat with them for an hour and a half, and I was like, it was so heartbreaking to be, you know, I'm a father and a grandfather, and just cannot imagine that until you actually sit in front of them and they tell you the story. And, you know, they were telling me that the city hasn't really been following up as best as they could. And they said they haven't heard anything in about 6 weeks. While I'm sitting at breakfast. Yeah. Because these are victims. I mean, we need to do better. I texted our police commissioner, Daniel Outlaw. Within 5 minutes, she said, I texted her, no one's gotten back to these people. I'm with them right now. We need to have someone get back. Within 5 minutes, she texted me back. Deputy Commissioner Frank Benor will call them first thing Monday morning. And he did. Then they told me a story that Nicholas was campaigning for Josh Shapiro a few days before he was killed. Can you imagine this? 14-year-old kid campaigning for the governor. So at breakfast, I texted our governor, Josh Shapiro, and I said, Josh, it would mean the world to Nicholas's mom sitting with him right now. Nicholas was a 14-year-old who was shot and killed in Roxborough. If you reached out to her, it would be amazing. He texted me back in 5 minutes, Tom, 5 minutes, and said, I would be happy to. No problem. I will call her. And he did. That's the kind of leadership that we need in Philadelphia. We need to do a much better job with every, if I, when I'm mayor, I will make sure I reach out to every family. It's a shame it's over 500 and whatever, 516 last year, but those are families. Everyone, it's a personal thing. I will reach out to every one of them and meet with them because that's personal.
Absolutely, Alan. Couldn't agree with you more. Where do we find all things Alan Dom till the next time?
VoteDom.com.
D-O-M-B. Put that extra B onto the Dom there. The other Dom, D-O-M-B. You can use that one. Not Don, but Dom. D-O-M-B.
Get the name right. D-O-M-B.
Hey, Dom, you know what I say? Be smart, vote Dom.
There you go. Absolutely. I'm very glad, too, the stuff you told us about Northeast Philadelphia. If we can't preserve that and save that, then I don't know really what we can do, because that's still got the base of solid there. And please let us know with that store. And I'm glad that you specifically, within the limits of what we know, talked about that. That's what we need to hear more of.
Yeah. You know, we need a business plan for Northeast Philadelphia over the next 10 years. We need it for every district council that tells us how we're going to build out more jobs, how we can improve the schools, how we can take the people in that district out of poverty, how do we improve the neighborhood quarters. We don't have a plan. We need one.
Absolutely. Alan Dom here on Talk Radio 1210. Thanks, Alan. Let's take a break, Dan. Then we'll do Dom's Money Melody on Talk Radio 1210.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, a couple of things. We can walk and chew bananas at the same time.
We sure
and not
can.
Slip on. There we go. That was great stuff from Alan Dom. Much more than I thought. And he agrees with me, Dan. You know, how do we stop the Philadelphia media from being stopped by these minor candidates who have no shot? Put them in the tier, the second tier, prove yourself. Put me into debate with them to moderate them. Then we'll take a winner out of there, then he moved the first tier. No, it's the silliest thing. It's not FCC. They're going by some protocols that I don't understand, Dan, because that's not the protocols of talk radio. It is not.
Yeah.
We're more like pro wrestling, and it's good in that sense. Alan Dom, a lot of great stuff here. But what's the backstory, Dan? We're playing for a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler live at the Wells Fargo Center on April 14th.
So, Dom, we're going to go until 2:30, so call us now, 855-839-1210. The first one to get this answer correct wins those tickets, Dom. We're going to play with our side question today. We're asking about who has a great stage name. I want to know this person's original name. So I'm going to play you a little clip here. It's one of the most famous songs by this individual, and the first person to tell me who this person's real name is, or what this person's real name is, will win those Adam Sandler tickets, Dom. So here is today's clue. That you're dancing with.
All right, Adam Sandler tickets right now. Tell us the name of that song. Go ahead.
No, I want the name of the artist. Want his real name. I don't want the stage name. I want the real name of the artist.
Oh, my God. All right, the real name of the artist.
A couple hoops to jump through.
Okay. So we're looking for the real name of the artist, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. By the way, Dan, while we're doing that, you don't have to answer. We got a document that Fox News has up right now, their news department, that the marshals were told, and it's documented, not to arrest those protesters who were at the house threatening the members of the Supreme Court after the Dodds decision. Just as we always knew, but when you actually see it, it makes a difference. All right? This is a real threat. Just because you're on the Supreme Court, I mean, Amy Coney Barrett does have young children, you don't have to live under that type of threat. All right, so it's Dom's Money Melody, and then give me your reaction to Alan Dom. What he said there kind of verifies what we've said. There's apparently a store on that block, and Dan, I am more determined than ever. We're working on it.
with Anne-Marie Muldoon to go over and support this pizza, Mayfair Pizza. But you know, one of the reasons I want to go over there now, I want to sniff out that snore. And if they are doing things, as I think a lot of people think, that might be illegal, why are they allowed to do it? Because it's Philadelphia once again. And the law is not followed, apparently. And you heard Alan Dom on that. All right, I think we're ready.
I guess we're ready, yeah.
Are we? Do we have to play one more time?
I think it's Betsy first.
Yeah, we got Betsy.
Okay.
All right, Betsy in Delran, we're looking for that Adam Sandler song. No, I'm sorry. We're looking for the person that did it.
We want the original artist.
And his real name.
His real name,
the
yes.
original artist and real name, Betsy in Delran. All right, Betsy, who's the artist, their real name?
The real name is Marshall Mathers, and it's Eminem.
Yes.
That is.
And by the way, did you know, Betsy? I don't know if you're a fan of Eminem. And look, I get the downside of Eminem, but people are shocked when he does the music, the moment. To me, I love Eminem in that. How about you?
Oh, yeah. It's such a hype song.
Well, yeah. it's about what life is about. You know, it's about the big moment and who is going to blink here.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I love that.
All right, I'll put you on hold, Betsy. Do you have that, Dan, or no?
Yeah, it's playing in the background right now.
Just
a little bit, nervous.
Yeah.
A little bit nervous, too. I think I have the edited version here.
Okay. Well, it takes a little long here. I want to get to the
build. I'm still, I'll go forward.
All right. There it is. Yeah.
One shot.
That's it.
One opportunity.
Yes.
Didn't know you're such a big Marshall Mathers fan.
Well, I know the damage this guy. I'm not endorsing everything here. What I'm endorsing, though, is that sentiment. He gets it, you know? That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Yeah. In any
watch
walk,
8 Mile?
No, but yeah. I get the feeling of competition there. I get the feeling of hand-to-hand combat in a good sense.
Well, it's
That's
about rap battles.
They're yeah, I know.
Battling in rap. But.
I know, but whatever it is. The opportunity.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's one of the best hype songs
I ever. Take it to everything in life. It doesn't matter if it's a rap battle or just a debate.
Would you enter into a rap battle? And if so, can we get a couple bars?
Who can I do it with? Let's see.
I feel like Henry can probably lay down.
Yeah, Henry. Loads. Well, yeah, you'll be my representative, and Henry can represent the rich show.
Henry with his mullet.
Yeah, that might be good. Now, with Alan Dom, I finally got the sense here, Dan, that he's chafing a little bit. How are these candidates? And I don't understand this. See, that's why talk radio is different than the rest of the media. I'm going to bring this up on Inside Story. We're taping on Friday, Dan. If we actually had a debate here, right? I think people would have some clarity here. In hand-to-hand combat and debate, they're going to see who is it that actually is more likely to follow through on public safety. Who is it that actually is going to do it? Now, all the big four or five, I think, are all better than Kenny. I mean, anything is. But I want to hear them say, up or down, are you keeping outlaw? How much more do we need to hear? Now, you heard what he said. I know he's got a great relationship with Josh Shapiro. But is Josh Shapiro really, now that he's governor, going to essentially go behind the back of Larry Krasner and prosecute all these cases, particularly retail theft? During the breaks, I'll tell listeners, I mean, Alan Dom, I like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's a convincing guy, but I got to be convinced more. I don't see Josh Shapiro doing this.
Yeah.
I want to hear more. No. Krasner's the problem, and we got to take him on. And this idea that they're going to help, he gave some evidence. I'm not denying. He gave evidence. Now, maybe you can't take Larry Krasner on in the manner that I do and that we've done here with impeachment and everything else. Maybe you got to stand down a little bit to get him to move. Is Larry Krasner actually going to prosecute retail theft? No, he won't do it. That's the bottom line. That's what we're facing. And guess what? In Philadelphia, the mob that supports him, I don't think cares that he's not going to support retail theft. They don't care about that. That's why they're leftists. That's why they're progressives. They'll say, well, that's just property crime. People are in poverty, etc. I'd love to see a debate with Alan Dom and Helen Gim. And it might take 10 minutes before the real Helen Gim shows up, particularly if she has her supporters there. They don't want to prosecute this stuff. They don't care about these hardworking. By the way, the Mayfair pizza, I think they're Greek. They don't care about that, the left. How much more evidence? Let's broaden this out from Philadelphia. Does anybody really think that's an extreme statement, that the left really cares when we see all this retail theft, all this property damage, all these attacks around that? Where's the evidence that they care about that? They're insulated from it. They're protected from it. They just see it as property. And they think if you own a business, you're part of the problem somehow or another. You should just have insurance cover it. These people are suffering. It's COVID. It's a pandemic. No, they're not. They have no right even to take a candy bar. None. We could talk about homicide all day long. That's the upper level of what happens here. But imagine running a store in a place like Philadelphia. Even the big chains can't deal with this. So what do? They tell their people, don't do anything about it. Then the shoplifting gets to be so enormous, they jack up the prices and or move out of Philadelphia. That's what happens. You hear in the news all the time, you hear the homicide part. What about the retail theft? I'm glad Alan Dom is focusing on that too. 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210 and we'll get you in. Side question, hit us with that all-time stage name, particularly if they have a weak real name, is what we've been doing. And we've had two brilliant guests on today, thanks to Dan, Riley Gaines. We'll have that up on podcast, Reading, Writing, and Reason this week. We'll feature that. And Alan Dom. And Dan, I'll tell you a little bit, you know, I think Alan Dom was a bit understated here about the debate thing. You know me, if that's the first thing I'd want. I'll debate all 10 of you at once. Let's have a debate. How else is anybody going to make, is it just going to be on TV advertising that people are going to vote? Imagine a debate, particularly if you let these candidates go a bit versus the nonsense. Time is up. I mean, look at the stupid debate we had with Fetterman and Dr. Oz. Those two ought to be sued for media malpractice, those two moderators of the debate with Fetterman. We got to move on now. We're always moving on.
Do you think there's hesitation to debate in a debate with Helen Gim, just in fear of being cornered and having to give the wrong answer on hyper-progressive stances or issues?
Yeah, maybe they're afraid of Helen Gim. She's not afraid. Well, she is. She's covering up who she is, and they're afraid to challenge who Helen Gim really is. But I think we need to see between Dom and Brown, for their own sake, some distinguishing, because people kind of glom the two together because they're both business people. All right, 855-839-1210, you get a line. Let's think about this. In something, this is an inflection point of all the reasons we talk about almost every day in Philadelphia, how bad it's got. So whoever the next mayor is gets to appoint the police commissioner and hopefully gets to decide a different strategy with Krasner. If that's the case, why in the world can't you debate that? We're in the cradle of debate. Right down Market Street here, right? How in the world have we let rules and just inertia say that, no, we can't? This is the first time I ever remember there hasn't been. Well, there are 10 people. All right, put five of them or four, six of them in one and let them have their moment to say goofy stuff and just get their moment. There's got to be something done there. 855-839-1210. You get a line, you can get in.
We're just forcing to do a four-hour debate.
Yeah, I guess they could do that, but I don't know if they're going to put all that on. They got to put it on TV. It's got to be TV where they get some. No, Republicans did it, Dan. In 2016, had every cockamamie candidate in the world there, and they put them in two forums. I don't remember everybody was in the first cut. That's what you do. Why is this so difficult? Hey, are you looking for a way to boost your energy levels? Orezine from Rescue Natural Supplements provides the essentials our bodies need to naturally reduce fatigue and increase stamina without the high sugar and unhealthy ingredients common in artificial energy sources. Cardiologists formulate it. Rescue Orezine supports blood pressure and heart health, too. And right now, Rescue Orosine is buy one, get one free for all our radio listeners. Just use the code MYENERGY when ordering to get this exclusive deal. Call them today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code MYENERGY online when you visit res-q.com. res-q.com. Rescue Orosine supports your body's natural energy production. And remember, don't forget that code, MYENERGY, to buy one Orosine and get one free. That code again, MYENERGY. Discover the answer for all natural energy today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Dom Giordano Show, welcome in, 855-839-1210. You can get in with Dom. A couple things. DJ just, Dan, sent me. Philadelphia public schools are going to start after Labor Day, which I commend. I'm on board with that. But certain holidays, they're going to do in-school learning. Guess what one of those holidays is? Veterans Day. If you can get the rest of the list where there's in-school learning, it tells us all that we need to know. I don't think they could do it for Columbus Day because it's a federal holiday, but who knows what they might be trying. And, you know, budgets are a tell, but also a tell are when you make decisions on holidays. What do you celebrate that's important? And not doing that with Veterans Day is an indication of where this progressive city is. What do you have?
So going forward, Veterans Day and Indigenous Peoples Day will be celebrated in school with learning and reflection. On Veterans Day, students will learn about those who served in the United States and how to honor them. This is coming from NBC10, Dom. Indigenous Peoples Day will be used for student learning about the history of the United States, Pennsylvania, and Philadelphia. And the Lunar New Year will now be observed day off in response to community feedback and the school board's desire to represent the district's Asian communities in the school calendar.
The Lunar New Year?
Yes. Diwali was not elevated as a widely observed holiday, but schools will be encouraged to engage in learning about the culture and the holiday. Eid al-Adha will be observed when it falls on a weekday during the school year.
Yeah, we knew that from before, of course.
Rather than during the summer, as it does during the 2023-2024 school year. Eid al-Fitr will also be an observed day off on the date recommended by religious leaders. And then holidays and cultural celebrations that fall on weekends will not be observed on the connecting Friday or Monday unless it's mandated by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
I wanted to go back. So two Muslim holidays. One's not enough here. Right? Those are both going to be observed.
Yeah.
Yeah, two. Now, I made a mistake before, you know, and I'm willing to admit it, miscalculate. I remember the first time. I don't know which one of the Muslim holidays. They said they were going to be doing this. And I think it was Kenny that said there are 200,000 people. They put out some proclamation in Philadelphia that are Muslim, okay? This is a few years back, and I discounted that. I would say my observation more now, and my observation usually is the number of women that have some semblance of religious garb around that, it's more. So maybe that reflects that. But two are going to be observed. Do they call Christmas Christmas still, or do they say winter celebration or something.
That is not revealed on here.
Yeah, it's not revealed on there. Yeah, but Asian holiday of Lunar New Year. But not Veterans Day. See, and then a phony argument, well, you have to be in school. We want to do right by the veterans, so we need our kids in school to be learning about the veterans rather than celebrating at home.
What a justification.
Okay, well, can't we learn about the Asian Lunar New Year Day in school? Well, no, we can't do that because we don't want to do that. And Columbus Day, Indigenous People Day, that'll be in school. But I thought that was a federal holiday.
When's Columbus Day usually?
That Monday in October. Is it the second Monday in October? It's usually around October 12th or something, isn't it?
I believe you're right.
Yeah. Huh. All right.
I just didn't know if there's a holiday because I'm looking at all the...
Yeah.
Eid al-Adha
right.
is... this year it's going to be late June, but
okay.
it changes from year to year. So does the other
okay.
Muslim holiday. And then the Lunar New Year is 2024. It's February 10th.
Okay. I didn't even get a chance, but I'm going to bring it up tomorrow because we got a lot of people here on the side question. I didn't get a chance today to make my defense. The Inquirer and I are in agreement. They got a big piece up about taking your kids out to dinner that you can do it. One of the things they suggest, and I do this too, either talk to the restaurant or no, go to times that are not as busy. Don't go to the peak time. Kids are not as distracted, you know, that kind of thing. So with DJ and Luke, we didn't go to the peak time. That might be one thing. So that the curmudgeons, I mean, what are parents supposed to do? I got a baby. You get a babysitter. You know how expensive that is and reliability and all that? It's just one of these curmudgeon talking points that gets me.
There's a line, though. Like if you're going to go out to a restaurant with a child.
Yes.
Go ahead. But at least be conscious of the people around you.
Well, where are you and all these people that making this stuff up? I mean, it's just overkill. It really is.
I don't know
is.
How many times we've been sitting in an Applebee's or an Olive Garden and you hear the beep, boop, boop, boop of an iPad that's on full volume to entertain a child because the parents could care less about the people around them.
I just think we're stereotyping parents with kids. Yeah, I'm sure there's some of this. I agree.
No, because at the same time, Maisie and I, like, while we'll get super...
Right.
Well, no, I shouldn't put words in her mouth if she doesn't, but I get very annoyed when there's that kind of inconsideration. When there's a great kid, we often talk about how good that kid is and how nice it is.
Okay, well, then you're not
being that respectful.
You're not a curmudgeon. I'm just going after the curmudgeons with this who make it doctrinaire that every kid in the world and all these parents are obnoxious. And I just don't think that possibly...
I think there's a higher rate of obnoxious parents today than there have been in the past.
Yes, I would agree with that. But I think it's the enormity of this. It doesn't justify banning the kid going out today. How are they supposed to learn? But anyhow, we'll take
Good
that
point.
Up. Just a little preview of tomorrow. I'm already getting lathered up here around that. Lightning round next. Today, Lady Gaga's birthday. Hit us with the great stage name of somebody who has an ordinary name that's a star. 855-839-1210. Hey, join me, though. One more reminder on this sensational journey to my favorite destination in the world. That's Italy. And it's called the Grand Event for good reason. I can testify to that. Second time taking listeners to Italy. Rome, Tuscany, Florence, Siena, Venice, Milan, and the northern Italian lakes region that I've heard great things about. I haven't been to Venice or Milan, but all the others. And Rome is spectacular. 12 days of touring. Dining. You want it to be authentic. You want it to be lavish. You want great wine. That's what Conservative Tours is famous for in Italy. 5267, 5267, and that includes your airfare. The Colosseum, the Vatican, Trevi Fountain, Piazza Navona.
When you and Ro go to Venice, make sure you go on a gondola ride underneath the Bridge of Sighs. You make a wish, and you kiss her until you get to the other end, and your wish and hopes and dreams will come true.
All right, I'm kissing Roe, Dan. Larry Krasner is no longer DA in Philadelphia. Dom, stop it. You've been kissing me. We're back in the Walt Whitman. We're going into Walt Whitman now, and he's still DA. I come back. All right, let's see if the wish came true. You're going to be escorted by our friends Lorenzo, Marco, and Giuseppe. Call toll-free 888-733-9494 or go to conservativetours.com.
Buongiorno, Dominique.
Hey,
your
thank
Italy
you.
Your trip sounds fantastic.
Thank you, boy. Dan's pulling out all the stops. What are you waiting for? Call these guys now. Wishes will come true. 888-733-9494. 888-733-9494.
Just got a lot better. It's the Saturday Night Free-for-All. Starting at 7 p.m., Talk Radio 1210 WPHT is live and local with Michael Pelka from 7 to 10 p.m.
People are smuggling eggs into America. I want you to think about that.
And Jimmy Failla, 10 to midnight.
I don't buy the notion that a lawyer saw a document marked classified and immediately stopped reading.
The Saturday Night Free-for-All. Listen this weekend. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. And on the free Odyssey app.
We buy any car. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any.
Did you know trading in your car at a dealer could cost you money? A recent study found consumers who trade in their car pay an average of $990 more. So don't trade in. Sell it to We Buy Any Car. Learn more and get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Find out how much your car's worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Don't miss Dr. Marianne Ritchie, your radio doctor, Saturday afternoons at 5. Tune in for accurate information so you can make the right medical decisions. Your radio doctor, Dr. Marianne Ritchie, Saturday afternoons at 5 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Live and local all day with Kale and Company, Don Stensland, Dom Giordano, and Rich Cioli on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, before we start the lightning round, Dan, Catherine called in, and we'll have more time tomorrow. What about the Polish and German holidays? Yeah, what about those Polish holidays?
Yeah.
Pierogi Day.
Why don't we have Dingus Day off?
Is that a big Polish holiday?
Yeah, it's the day after Easter.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah.
Let's add that to it, or make the kids study Great Poles in Copernicus.
That's the one where all us Polish people gather together and the boys throw water over the girls and spank them with pussy willow branches.
Oh, boy. And let's do that.
It's Easter Monday.
Let's do that in the Philadelphia
let's
public
celebrate,
schools.
Baby.
Let's celebrate that. Let's go to Earl of Tacconi and get his stage name. All right, Earl, who's the stage name?
Real quick, two things. I used to hear a story that Teddy Roosevelt, when he was president, used to walk down to the Potomac River and swim naked in the river.
Joe Biden. Yeah. Well, no, wait a minute. Joe Biden was swimming naked. We can verify that in front of multiple female Secret Service agents.
There's that, too. Florida never had a population growth until after World War II when air conditioning became available. One of the largest hurricanes in history was 1932. Hit Florida, but hardly anyone died because no one lived in the state at the time.
Ah, very. Wow. Boy, Earl, you cataloged the whole show. Now, who do you have with a great stage name?
My stage name is the comedian Albert Brooks. He had to change his name. Well, his brother Bob changed his name, too. His brother was Super Dave Osborne. But Albert Brooks had to change his name because his parents were really sick and twisted, and they named him Albert Einstein as a child.
Albert Lawrence Einstein.
Unbelievable. That is a great one.
Great
answer. All right, Don and Franconia. Don, who's the stage name?
Before I give you that, Dom, you were talking about Dingus Day. My best friend in life, who spent 60 years on the radio in Buffalo, his wife ran the Dingus Day Parade in Buffalo, where thousands and thousands of people would have show up.
Dan, here's a new job for you. Tell Greg Stocker the Dingus Parade in Philadelphia. Yes.
All right. My name for the day is Muhammad Ali, a.k.a. Cassius Clay.
I thought that Cassius Clay wasn't a bad name, to be honest, though. Okay. John and Jack in Drexel Hill. Jack, who do you have?
Well, I have John Wayne's real name was Marion Morrison.
That is a very good one. John Wayne was quite an uptick. It wouldn't have worked with Marion Morrison as a stage name. Let's see, Bruce in the Northeast. Bruce, what's your name?
Hey, Dom. I'm still shocked you're a fan of Eminem. I can't picture that.
Oh, wait a minute. That moment, yeah. That's life right there. He's speaking it right. Yes.
Yeah, the whole thing. But the only Eminems I prefer are the ones that melt in your mouth,
right.
Not in your hand, you know. But I'm just saying. Dom, dear Dom, yo, go Eminem. Real quick question, Dom. What's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's birth name? You know that one?
Yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was Lew Alcindor.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, a lot of people don't remember that.
Yeah.
But the name I'm sure it was a good idea to Tony Curtis, a cool name, change it to Tony Curtis because his original name was Bernard Schwartz, and I can't see that making it in Hollywood.
Very nicely played. Robert in Ben Salem. All right, Robert, stage name.
Yes, sir, but I used to go skinny dipping all the time when I was younger. We had no air conditioner, and we had a swimming pool, and we used to sneak out there at night to go skinny dipping all the time.
Oh, God.
Back in the 70s, but...
What an image. Thanks, Robert.
Let me bring these
that.
Big guests on today, and what do people remember from my remarks about Eminem and naked swimming? That's talk radio.
Well, I have a lot more, but I'm always pressed for time. Does the answer, I had a couple of prominent actors, but much like Leah Thomas's teammates, I tend to avoid the low-hanging fruit. So I'm asking you, does it have to be an entertainer?
No, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to go with Dutch Schultz. His original name was Arthur Flegenheimer. And you guys have a great day.
Dutch Schultz, Dan, who was he?
Tell me.
Big time gangster.
Oh, yeah?
Bill.
Flegenheimer, the gangster?
Yeah. Dutch Schultz. Bill in Bucks County. Bill, who's yours?
Yeah, I got one. You can picture him sitting on the beach.
Yes.
Overlooking the Gulf of Mexico. And it's Calvin Broadus, Jr.
And that
also
is?
Also known as Snoop Doggy Dog.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
Very nice. Yes. And the last one, Dave in Levittown. Dave, who's yours?
Yeah, Dom, my favorite TV host, Captain Kangaroo.
And what was the name?
His name was Bob Keeson.
That's right, Bob Keeson. And Dan, we got some great ones here, great entertaining stuff today. Who do you have, Dan? Give me some contenders.
I mean, out of the gate, Busty Russell is a pretty funny one.
That was good.
We had Soupy Sales. I liked Earl's answer today. Earl had a great answer. Albert Einstein changing his name to Al Brooks, the comedian Al Brooks.
That was a pretty good one, yes.
Big name, I mean, Mount Rushmore is Muhammad Ali from Cassius Clay. Also John Wayne and Marion Morrison.
I loved Earl's, I think, but you know what? The premise of this, I got to vote today for the John Wayne one because the Marion Morrison, imagine this He-Man, John Wayne, with Marion Morrison as the name.
Here comes Marion riding his horse.
Yeah, no, I got to go with John Wayne on this one, yeah. Yeah, let's put him in the
Jack
hat.
Jack and Drexel goes in the hat.
Nicely played. Earl, great stuff, though. All-time call. All right, we'll do it all again tomorrow. And Giuseppe will be here talking Italy, among other guests. Richie always is on the on deck, and next for 4 Big Hours, Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.